Chag Pesach Samich. Happy Passover. Glorious spring. Today is Easter, the last day of Passover, and we are in the middle of a glorious, brilliant spring. a time for the leaping of all hearts as the cold and gray of winter releases into the glory of warmth and color. Today is the day we move from the dark and into hope. I am the Reverend Tracy Springberry, and I am so delighted to serve West Hills Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. This is a joyful and beloved community. We are celebrating with everybody here today, from the youngest to the oldest, and you are welcome here. If this is your very first time, or if you've been coming to this congregation for 50 years, you are welcome, no matter who you love, how you express your gender, or your immigration status, or the color of your skin. You are welcome, whatever your age, from the wiggly children to those who have to shift often in their seat to find comfort in their hurting bodies. You are welcome if you are here having a difficult time. If you are in a time of anxious and expected waiting, you are welcome if you feel happy and joyous. You are welcome if you are online or in person. And after this service, we have coffee and conversation, both online and downstairs. And afterwards, we're having an amazing Egg Olympics with really fun games for both children and adults to celebrate Easter. So I'd like you to rise and wish each other a happy Easter or happy Passover or happy spring. Happy spring, happy Easter. Happy Easter, happy Easter, happy Easter. Happy Easter, everyone. Happy Easter, happy Easter. We will now, my mic's off. We will now sing. I don't think he has it off. We will now sing. We will now sing. Stay risen. Whatever. It's out of my hand. You may stand, stay standing.
Oh,
chalice, I invite Paisley up to light our chalice this morning. We light our chalice as a symbol of the light and love of the human spirit, and for the nurturing of the sun and earth. May the light remind us that life and love never die and always return. I started the week sobbing on my yoga mat. The sobs crashed through me like waves, intense and painful. Why? A friend asked later. What's wrong? And so I started naming all the things, one after another, all the things that were flooding my body, my heart, my soul, my spirit, bringing grief, panic, and fear. So many things, but the summary of the list is short. Life, the world. Allergy season made worse by climate change made me feel so tired and so spaced out. A tragedy in my family. Other challenges for the people I love. Iron grids of power that only want power to hurt and control. A rising fascist regime that is destroying the lives of many, including people I care about, or the people that they care about. The growing fear, people pulling in to be safe, institutions crumbling before power. I can sometimes feel hopeless.
In the north of the world, each year, winter comes. Plants die or pull into themselves to survive cold and snow. Animals go south or hide in warm places, sleeping for long hours. For many people over millennia, finding food is difficult, both for people who hunt and gather and for those who farm. Food has been stored, and sometimes there's not enough, and they are hungry. Only fire and simple shelter to warm them. It can sometimes feel hopeless.
Long ago, the Hebrew people were slaves in the mighty empire of Egypt. They had to work hard for hours on end, making bricks and laying them for great monuments. If they did not do what they were told, they were beaten and sometimes killed. People were afraid all the time. They wanted to get away, but often it felt hopeless.
1,500 years later, another mighty empire, this time the Roman Empire, ruled over the Hebrew people in Palestine. Instead of making people slaves, the empire demanded taxes from every person. The Romans took their property if they did not pay their taxes and sent them to prison. Soldiers walked the streets threatening to hurt them or their families if they did not do what they were told. Again, the Hebrew people had to work very hard and had to pay taxes and eat. They were often exhausted, hungry, and afraid. The people resisted. They tried to fight, but the empire had more power and continued to squash them down. It often felt hopeless.
Suffering, challenges, and hopeless moments come into all of our lives. At times, all of us struggle, experiencing loss. We are betrayed or lonely, have bodies that sometimes hurt, experience grief and depression, and feel guilt for what we did or did not do. Many of us have experienced power that does not flinch and hurts us in schools or jobs or families or unfair laws or through discrimination. This morning, we are going to come forward and place stones for the sorrows and pain that you carry. If you are online, you can share your pain in the chat. So we will come forward one row at a time, or two rows at a time. Scott will usher us up. Two, place a stone for your sorrow or pain. And if you wish, you can share it with the congregation, because we hold people's sorrow and pain. Pain. We're just doing pain, everybody. No joy. We are in sorrow and in the dark.
United States of America.
Done, Tim?
Okay. Our neighbor was badly beaten by a trans person, and he himself is transitioning, so it was really scary. But I think our neighbor is going to be okay.
I know so many people out of work right now. It's very scary out there.
Compassion for myself and others. So many of the things Tracy just listed are things that I'm going through, and I know so many are going through too. Much love to all of us.
The immigrants in the El Salvadorian prison that are, well, it's a concentration camp, anyway.
It's fear of those in power and fear of the angry mobs that may be coming after some of us.
Sorrows that out of a family of origin of seven people, we're down to just two as my older brother died 3 weeks ago.
My younger sister in Minneapolis 2 days ago had a bad fall, broke her shoulder, was worried about surgery.
This stone is for the new baby boy in our family, Finley, and I hope he grows on being a happy young lad.
Stepbrother Ted, who at 50 died suddenly of a heart attack, and for his much younger wife, who was dying of brain cancer, two of the kindest people I've ever known. For the people of Gaza, Sudan, and other war-torn people, Ukraine, who are dying for no reason at all.
I'll sing Ubi Caritas together.
Hard times, we wait. We wait for the spring when the seeds and bulbs open and grow into the light, and the tiny buds break through hard branches, unfurling to greet the sun. We wait for our bodies, our spirits, and souls to heal. We wait for the moment when possibility and action break through hard power into a light that nourishes us. As we wait, we cultivate our capacity to live our values, and we confess we don't always hit the mark and be the people who we most want to be. So let us confess. We confess, we will see the words. We confess. We are not always who we want to be. We forget to be grateful for the gifts and blessings of life. We stifle our gifts and deny our own power. We numb ourselves and call it comfort or pleasure. We avoid opportunities to offer kindness. We are quick to take offense. We could pretend we could make no contribution to peace and justice in our world. We long for peace within and without, for harmony in our families, for the well-being of our neighbors, and love for our enemies. Yet we have too often not made the hard choices that love requires.
In the long seasons of dark, we can be like seeds in beds, growing into the person that we aspire to be. We can practice kindness and compassion. We can practice courage. We can practice gratitude, appreciating the small, the beautiful, the kindness of others, and so much else. Let's take a moment now for you to call into this space what you feel grateful for today.
Family.
Flowers.
Community.
Friends. Music and friends and support.
Life. Sunshine.
Life and sunshine.
Animals.
And the joy of this place.
Nature's wisdom.
Spring.
Resistance.
Seasons.
Earth.
Your mom.
Connection. Courage. Opportunity.
Acceptance.
Curiosity and patience.
Longing.
Health. Love and belonging. Community. Humor. And rest.
A surprise.
Righteousness.
Coffee.
There is so much to be grateful for today. We can cultivate generosity. Giving our time and our resources brings our values, all the things that you've shared, into this world and connects us to other people and to the earth. Generosity is necessary as we create a society that centers care and belonging before profit and consumerism. We practice generosity every time we gather here. And now is an opportunity to practice generosity through financial giving. Will our ushers and our hosts please come forward to collect our offering today? Thank you all for your generous offering today for the building of our beloved community.
Thank you.
I'd like to invite the children up. I'd like to invite the children up for a story. You can sit down here on the floor. That would really be the best for us all. We are very crowded today on Easter, which is fun. So actually, you could stand up. Actually, I messed that up. Stand up. Because you are going to work with me on telling a story. And you can follow after my movements, all right? So, on Monday, Jasper found a seed. On Tuesday, he planted it. On Wednesday, he watered it. On Thursday, he dug and raked and sprayed and hoed. On Friday, he picked up the slugs and the snails. On Saturday, he even mowed it. On Sunday, he waited and waited and waited. On Monday, he dug it up and said, "This seed will never make a beanstalk." Stuck it back in the ground. But a long, long, long time later, it did. It was on a Thursday, I think. So this morning, I want to give all of you your own little bags of seeds and dirt. And these are to grow. And you can grow them at home. And when they grow, you need to water them, just like Jasper did. And if you want to, you can dig out the little seeds and look at them and put them back into the dark soil where they will be nurtured and made warm. And then the seeds will break open and come up into the light. But you have to wait. And then you can either bring them back to church where we'll plant them in our gardens, or maybe you have a garden at home where you'd like to plant them. So it's your choice. So that is the hope of spring. And you may go back to your seeds. And after the service, we have many more pots of seeds for anyone in the congregation who would like them.
Well, now we're going to transition back to Egypt. So in Egypt, all those years ago, when the Hebrews were slaves, there lived a man named Moses. The story tells us. He was Hebrew, but had been fostered by the Pharaoh's daughter. Moses was raised in great wealth and privilege, but as he grew older, he began to notice how harshly the Egyptian rulers treated the Hebrew people. He felt the pain of their suffering and then became angry. Moses went to his grandfather, the Pharaoh, who ruled the land, and asked him to let the Hebrews go. Pharaoh said no. So Moses prayed, and God answered, promising to free the Hebrew people. Moses went again to Pharaoh and asked him to let the Hebrews go. again, the Pharaoh said no. So God turned the water of Egypt into blood, making the people dig desperately in the mud for water. Moses said to the Pharaoh, "Let my people go, or God will send another plague." But the Pharaoh would not. So God sent a plague of frogs who covered the land, and when they began to die, covered it all in a stinky mess. Moses again said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, or God will send another plague." But Pharaoh would not. God sent 8 more plagues against the Egyptians, including lice, flies, boils, and locusts. And finally, in the worst plague of all, he killed the firstborn child of every Egyptian and passed over the houses of the Hebrews. The Pharaoh finally said the people could go. This is why the holiday Passover, which ends today, has the name that it does. On this holiday, the Jewish people remember when the Pharaoh let them go. The Hebrews left immediately. However, the Pharaoh quickly changed his mind and sent his army to bring them all back. The army chased them all the way to the Red Sea. The Hebrews were trapped between the army and the sea, and they were terrified. Then, miracle of miracles, God opened the Red Sea, leaving a muddy path to the other side. The Hebrews ran, reaching the other side, just as the army started to cross. God closed the path, and water crashed over the army. The Hebrews were free from the cruelty of the empire. Many centuries later, when the Hebrews lived under the cruel Roman Empire, Jesus was born. As he grew, he saw the way his people were treated and became angry. He began to travel through Palestine, caring for those who suffered. He healed the sick. He ate with those who had been cast out from society. He spoke against laws that were unfair. Sometimes he broke them. He told people that they could live differently. He said they could love one another and care for each other. He told them they were each special and loved by God, and God was within them. He told them not to hide their light and their goodness under a bowl, but to let shine out and touch other people. He said the kingdom of heaven was within them, and to serve those who were poor, hungry, sick, and in prison. He said they could create a kingdom that was caring, loving, and just within and between themselves. And perhaps one day this would be the kingdom for everyone. People flocked to him because of his kindness and generosity and his message of the possibility of creating a world of love and care for all. But the empire was strong. Empires never give up power easily. So, when the Romans heard about Jesus, they were afraid his movement could undermine their power. They conspired to kill him. When Jesus came to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, they arrested him. They nailed him to a cross, which was a very painful way for criminals and those who opposed the empire to die, and were killed. So Jesus died. In the story of Easter, women who loved Jesus went to the cave where his body rested. He was not there.
He had risen from the dead, the story goes. Most Unitarian Universalists don't believe Jesus rose physically from the dead. We do know that people who had loved Jesus and cared about what he taught gathered together to live in communities based on equal love for all people. An essential part of Jesus did live on through his death. He died, and something new and strong, those early communities grew from his death.
The celebration of spring observed across the world and through millennia, and the stories of Passover and Easter tell us that pain and suffering can end, that it transforms, it can transform into something new. And this often rises out of loss and death. Without the soil made fertile from the death of other living things, seeds could not grow. Without Jesus' death, his followers may have clung to him and not found their own power to shine a light of love and peace into the world. And though empires have often tried to co-opt and suppress Christianity over the centuries, Jesus' message of love and justice still endures. The story of Passover is the story of the faith and the persistence of the Hebrew people. Most Unitarian Universalists do not believe that God sent plagues or opened the Red Sea, but do believe that resistance matters, and sometimes the unexpected opens possibilities that were unimaginable. All these stories remind us to stay faithful to what ultimately matters to us and the world. These are stories of hope. After I sobbed on my yoga mat, I spent this morning wrung out and spacier than usual. In the afternoon, I went with a close friend to Tyron Creek to see the Trillium. The sun was bright, and graceful webs of moss hung from the trees, and they appeared with bright green halos. Trees and bushes were covered in the hazy green of new buds. Some trillion was white and others purple, the colors of Easter. I recognized then how appropriate my wrenching grief was during Holy Week and the week of Passover. These celebrations remind us of the real pain in life and the real pain of living under empire. I walked with my friend for almost 2 hours through an abundance of life, supported by someone I love, and I was renewed. The pain released, first through that painful sobbing, and then through the salve of abundant life. My soul was replenished. This was my Easter. I would go on. I would love this life. My heart and spirit would reach out toward hope.
Let us settle in now to a time of quiet to receive this blessing, Magdalene's Blessing by Jan Richardson. You hardly imagined standing here. Everything you ever loved suddenly returned to you, looking you in the eye and calling your name. And now you do not know how to abide this ache in the center of your chest. or a door slams shut and swings open at the same time, turning on the hinge of your aching and hopeful heart. I tell you, this is not a banishment from the garden. This is an invitation, a choice, a threshold, a gate. This is your life calling to you from a place you could never have dreamed. But now that you have glimpsed its edge, you cannot imagine choosing any other way. So let the tears come as anointing, as consecration, and then let them go. Let this blessing gather itself around you. Let it give you what you will need for this journey. You will not remember the words. They do not matter. All you need to remember is how it sounded when you stood in the place of death and heard the living call your name.
So what is your Easter? What does Easter or spring or Passover spark in you? What is growing? What is transforming? What is becoming possible? What is your faith? What do you dream of? You should all have cards and pencils to write with. If you don't have a pencil, they're in the front of your chairs. If you don't have a card, you can raise your hand and Scott will bring you one. So I want you to write on your card your Easter. And if there's not Easter in your heart, write your pain. Write your struggle. Or write your waiting. We will take a few minutes to write. So these are for you to take home with you so that you can remember your Easter. Sometimes it's nice to hide them in a place that you don't go very often. Maybe your junk drawer, maybe your purse, maybe at the bottom of some clothing drawer. But right now, if you'd like to share your Easter with us, Scott will come around. You can raise your hand and speak. We have time for a few people to speak.
Mine is fun, baby animals, plastic eggs, candy, and howling cows, and my mom.
Did everybody hear that okay?
Mine is fun, baby animals, plastic eggs, candy, Highland cows, and my mom.
Thank you.
Easter is the reminder that life, love, renewal prevails, that a world of love, acceptance, and growth is only a season away.
Thank you.
Love, happiness, parents, kindness.
Kindness. Thank you. If you'd like to share, just raise your hand.
I'm so grateful for my life, the joy I feel, the love I have here in my life. Love is all there is.
Thank you, Ellen.
The mason bees emerging from their apparently lifeless tombs, breaking out of the mud to go turn the flowers into fruit and lay their eggs in fresh tombs. That's Easter for me.
Thanks, Ryan.
at this stage of my life, I am growing, and I am transforming, and I am happier than I've ever been.
Thank you, Noreen.
Every year at about this time, my Chihuahua decides winter is over, and there's some sunny day, she rolls in the grass, not because she's found a dead thing, but just for pure joy. And that day each year is Easter to me.
So let us rise and sing our closing hymn. Life carries on. exultant. Shake out your qualms. Shake up your dreams. Deepen your roots. Extend your branches. Trust deep water. And head for the open, even if your vision shipwrecks you. Quit your addiction to sneer and complain. Open a lookout. Dance on the brink. Run with your wildfire. You are closer to glory, leaping an abyss, than upholstering a rut. Not dawdling, not doubting. Intrepid all the way, walk towards clarity. At every crossroads, be prepared to bump into wonder. Only love prevails. En route to disaster, insist on canticles. Lift your ineffable out of the mundane. Nothing perishes. Nothing survives. Everything transforms. Honeymoon with big joy. We extinguish our chalice knowing the flame of Unitarian Universalism is alive in our hearts and spirits and so shall continue to light up the world. We will now sing Carry the Flame. The front people will join the back and the back towards the front.
Carry the flame.